Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 150 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about 150 episodes.
Yeah, 150 episodes. Can you believe it?
Yeah, because I did all the work.
Yeah, you do. I just get on here and talk. It's been a trip, though, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we started, what, during the pandemic?
Towards the end of the pandemic, I had just gotten laid off.
Okay.
And I wanted a project to do where I could...
Put it on your
put
resume.
Put it on my resume, yeah. And this podcast, I mean, I do every bit. It's not like I put Podbean on my phone or Freaker or one of those apps. I record it myself. I edit it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I do all the metadata. I do the transcription, the web page, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It for me, it's not one of those... turn it on and record.
Mm. Yeah, and I just come over and sit down and talk for 10 minutes, for 20, 30 minutes, and that's it. So, well.
Something else we should probably talk about.
What's that?
Quite a coincidence. We were married 10 years ago, almost to the day.
What, for today, you mean? Or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Happy anniversary. Yep. Can you believe that's been that long?
I can't remember when you weren't my husband anymore.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's like it's been our whole lives.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long... It seems kind of quick, though, too.
In some ways.
Some ways, yeah. So I'm still very happy. Still love you very much.
You've regretted it every second, haven't you?
No, I have not. Not at all. Not one bit. So, I hope you feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It was really shortly after marriage was legally available to us.
Well, it's... Yeah, and then it became federally recognized in July. June 15th. June 15th was very recognized federally. So, we got married May 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and 15 days later, 16 days later, it was federally recognized.
And... I don't think either one of us ever even thought it was going to be possible.
No, we didn't expect it. So that was a very pleasant surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you calling me at work, and you were in tears.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, you were in tears saying you never thought you'd see this day. So, but here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it'll stay that way. Meaning someone chooses to take our ability.
The fact that 70% of people are in favor of gay marriage, I think, is really the only reason they haven't tried to repeal it since Trump came into office.
Okay. Well, let's hope it stays that way.
Mm-hmm. When you do surveys among Republicans, though, that drops down to like 30%.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Don't even get me started. So, well...
10 years is... that's quite an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Quite a bit.
I kind of feel like a role model or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Gay community doesn't have really... It doesn't seem to have relationships that last as long as, like, say straight relationships.
Because everything is stacked against you.
Yeah. Everything.
I remember some kind of a conference, and they had this religious person, or he was a former, I think, Exodus International, one of the Turn Yourself Straight
organizations. Pray the Gay Away type of thing.
Yeah. And he said, you gay people, your relationships never last.
Hmm.
And he said, at that time, gay marriage was not possible.
Mm-hmm.
He said, And you deny us the very thing that it would take to make that possible.
What was that?
To keep people together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. On one hand, they're saying, you know, your relationships never last. On the other hand, they were denied us the ability to do it.
To do it, yeah. So they can't have their...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cake and eat it too. Yeah, that's... No bueno.
And we have a booth at the Pride Festival this year for this podcast.
Yep.
I don't know. I'd kind of like to, I don't know, put up a banner or something, 10-year anniversary.
Do you want to think, you want to let people in on that? I mean, it's kind of personal.
Okay.
We can talk about it. It's just, I find it kind of personal.
I think people ought to know that there are 10-year anniversaries now.
Okay. It's a good idea. So, you want to do that?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. There you go. So,
back to 150 episodes.
Okay.
For, I don't know, a couple of months now, there has been a best of section on our podcast webpage. Because, I'm sure people would come to the podcast webpage and see 150 episodes and go, I don't even know where to start, and not even want to try.
Yeah, that's true.
So I set apart a page where what I think our best episodes are.
Okay.
That people can go and listen to. Or if they have a aggregator, they can look up those numbers and download particular episodes.
Oh, okay.
So this list is off of that webpage.
Oh, okay. And this is what you decided some of the best ones were?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can't really say they're in any particular order, though.
Oh, no. That's okay. So, looks like you want to go through and talk about which ones you have on the list?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it looks like the first one you have on the list is Star Wars Plant or Prescription Medicine.
That's Star Wars
that's Planet. I'm sorry, yeah, Star Wars Planet or Prescription Medicine.
And that was a lot of work for me to set up.
Oh, I bet.
I basically had to get two lists. So one, a list of prescription medicines, and the other was a list of Star Wars planets.
Hmm.
And look each one of them up and put them in a format where you could guess which one was which. And it's a lot harder than you would think.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of Star Wars planets that sound like medicines, and there's a lot of medicines that sound like Star Wars planets.
I remember doing that. It's very true. Very, very true. And then we have basketball terminology.
Basketball. You do remember that episode?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was one of the most hilarious ones we've ever had.
Was this the one where... Yeah, this one we just did recently, where you were setting me up. Pretty much the whole
well,
time.
It was terms that basketball announcers would use during the games that all sounded like porn titles.
Yeah, you're right. That was a very funny episode.
In fact, I think our best episodes are where we do lists.
You think so?
There's a lot of them on here, on this list.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we should start doing more lists.
I guess we should.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that they're popular.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, for us, we have no idea what people like and what people don't. So this list is just, you know, what stood out to me.
Yeah. So let us know if you have any ideas or what you like.
Especially if there's one that's not on this list that ought to go on that page.
So.
Episode 143, Gay Celebrity Top or Bottom.
That's what's funny.
And again, another list.
Mm-hmm. And that was an amusing episode.
Especially when we got to the lesbians, because it's hard to tell whether a lesbian is top or bottom.
That or if they're just an angry woman. So, but yeah. And how can you be a top or bottom if you scissor?
And how do you define what a gay celebrity is?
Yeah.
I mean... I think all of that list was people who are openly gay, but how do you decide if they're a celebrity or not?
Yeah, that's true. Well, before, being gay kind of made you a celebrity. Now it's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, now they're just gay.
Now they're just gay, yeah.
Like, what was it? Graham Norton once said, no, he's not gay. He's just British.
God. He's such an ass. Wow. All right. Paranormal Bears.
Which episode was that?
Isn't that the one we talked about ghosts and stuff? That's when we went out to the...
That was episode 138.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I see what you're saying. Yeah, episode 138. And that's when we went out to...
To the Kansas Aviation Museum. Yeah. They had a paranormal event. There was like, what, maybe 30 people there?
30, 40 people, yeah.
I think they had sold out.
Hmm.
Split up into three groups. We got stuck in the elevator for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. And you don't do well in elevators.
Mm-hmm.
You did pretty well then, so.
Well, I was forced to.
Yeah. I mean, at least you didn't lose your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, freaking out in an elevator with eight other people, that wouldn't have made me very popular.
No, it would have probably put a damper on the evening, too. Mm.
Do you remember episode 134, Gay or Nay?
I don't recall. I'm trying to remember how we did it.
It was a list of celebrities, and we speculated on whether they were gay or not.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't remember doing it. It seems...
Another one of those list ones.
Yeah.
And those are always hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing that.
I have an itch on my eye. Let me scratch it.
Wait until we're done, and then you can scratch it.
I can't. It itches now. You're going to have to edit this anyway. There. All right.
It's your turn.
So, gay or nay, and we're... Okay, this was a funny episode. Episode 112. Stupid trial questions.
Things that heterosexuals ask us.
Yeah. That was a fun episode, though.
And very revealing. I think in some ways heterosexuals are both fascinated and frightened by us at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Like we can wear, like, rub it off on them or something like that. Here, take some of the gay.
Pray away that gay.
Pray away, yeah. Well, that's what needs to happen for the next month.
Mm.
So, yeah, happy Pride Month, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So.
150 episodes and a 10-year anniversary and gay pride all at the same time. We're going to burst.
Yep. Good. It's about time it goes our way.
Episode 97, The Queen's English.
That was an interesting episode.
You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of fun. Really, all of these best ones are all lists.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why we do it that way. I mean, wonder why they're so much better than our other ones. I mean, it's good.
Well, I don't know. When we sit and talk, we're kind of boring people.
How dare you say that? I'm kidding. Yeah, there's not much going on in our lives. So
we can think up catty responses to lists.
Yeah. But, so we have the Queen's English. How about episode 19, Colin Underwood gay test?
Do you remember that one?
Yes, I do. Because I remember calling, yeah, because it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. And it was, he just came out when we did it, so. But, yeah, that was the first year that we did the podcast.
Yeah, it would have been.
So, yeah. Wonder what he's up to now.
He got married and has kids.
Really? Hmm.
So he still wants to lead a heterosexual life, I guess.
Oh, good for
he's
him.
He's just married a man is all.
Oh, good for him. I mean, it's whatever makes him happy.
Hmm.
Don't you think?
I suppose.
Yeah. So.
Episode 6, Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Really? Since I'm the Star Wars fan, you're the Star Trek fan, we really... It's like the battle of both of us.
Do you remember?
No, I don't. I really don't. That was the first few weeks we did the podcast. Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I remember them all.
Did you win the argument?
Of course.
Yeah.
Because Star Trek is so much superior to Star Wars.
You sound like a Star Trek fan when you talk like that. That's all I have to say. Alrighty. How about episode 61, Pop Culture References?
Again, a list.
Hmm.
And I think I was kind of surprised at how many of those we had no idea what they were.
The pop culture references?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were clueless. We didn't know what the hell was going on. Yeah, I think that episode made me feel old.
As opposed to the other 149 that don't make you feel old?
Well, this one was just blatantly clear that I'm not hip anymore. And saying I'm not hip anymore is not hip.
And I was never, ever hip, so
yeah.
No biggie for me, I guess. Episode 11, Corona 19 Virus.
That was a very sad episode. I remember that.
The local library has a media archive about COVID, and our episode is in that archive.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I thought Trump got rid of it.
Got rid of our episode? How would he do that?
I thought you said that he didn't get rid of a bunch of DEI stuff. I thought you said he... Never mind. Because you said...
I hope they didn't delete our episode. It's still on our website.
Well, you said that he deleted one of our episodes, or you couldn't find it somewhere that they recorded, and we put it somewhere, and you couldn't find it, that it was gone.
I don't remember.
And you said that's a few weeks back.
Yeah, I don't think that was the library. I think that was, there's another archive of podcasts.
Okay.
And I know that our podcast was in that archive, but I think the last time I looked, it was gone.
Okay.
The whole podcast was gone.
Okay.
As long as I'm willing to pay the bill for hosting, it'll
they
be
really can't around. Do anything. Yeah,
yeah, it'll be around forever.
Okay.
Episode 49, Survivor's Guilt. That was probably the saddest episode we did.
The Survivor's Guilt. Which one was this about?
About surviving AIDS.
That's okay. That's right. That's what I thought. Yeah, those are very. That was a sad episode.
Mm-hmm.
So. Something that needs to be talked about, but is never happy.
And I'm pretty sure I talked about when I was raped in that episode, too.
I believe so. Yeah, it was a very upsetting episode.
But it needs to exist.
Oh, I know.
Our lives aren't all sunshine and rainbows.
What? What? I thought it was. No, I'm kidding. No, we have a very good life, though. We got each other.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I'm glad we have this podcast.
Yeah.
To kind of chronicle our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, it really did chronicle the last 5 years of our lives. Mm-hmm. We had my leg reduction again. Mm-hmm. So that was on there. That was one of the, we talked about when they did that surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff. I had eye surgery. You had your gallbladder surgery. Mm-hmm. So everything in our lives that happened in the past 5 years has really been on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So
we talked about them all.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's all that's on the Best Of webpage.
Okay.
And as you said a little while ago, if anybody has one that they remember that needs to be on that list, please email us.
Yeah, let us know.
We give out the email address at the end of every episode.
Yeah. We love the feedback. So do you have a joke for us this week?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Did you know that the podcast about bread making ended?
Mm-mm.
was getting stale.
That was not one of your best efforts. All right. I'll give you a C minus on that one.
Well, you can do the outro this time.
Okay, this was episode 150 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Kura.
And this is Bear.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.